Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Formerly the chief counsel at the SBA. That's when we first met him. And he's here to talk to us about some really important information, some up-to-the-minute information on how to get help from the government for our small businesses in the coronavirus pandemic emergency period. Tom Sullivan, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be back. Thank you for helping spread the word on how small businesses can get help.
Thank you for being here, Tom. So one of the things that I'm trying really hard to do is amid all the information that, as you know, is changing. Some of it's changing every day. Sometimes it's hard to write an article that's going to be posted on the weekend when you know things are going to be different on Monday. But the main thing I've been trying to get across in general is to small business owners, don't close up shop right now. Even if you have to, even if customers aren't coming in, even if you have to let your employees go home to work, don't shut the thing down. Don't close up. There's help coming. And when we get on the other side of this, you'll still be in business. What do you think, Tom?
Well, Jim, we've been operating on a really basic principle at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and that is that no small business and no family should be ruined based on the economic disruption caused by the coronavirus. And so the worst thing to happen would be that any small business decide to close its doors not knowing that there are a lot of resources there intended to help.
Yep.
So working with you, working with SBA, working with the Fed, working with the Treasury Department, working with local banks all over the United States, we're trying to get this information out there. And just after that information is the cash available for small businesses mm-hmm. to stay open.
Isn't the first thing for people to do, Tom, to go to something that's really, I think this week, it just came out this week, is to go to SBA.gov and click on the emergency loan fund at the top of the page and fill that form out. Is that not the first thing people should do?
Yes, Jim, you're exactly right. Small businesses and all the folks who are part of the Small Business Brain Trust should go immediately to SBA.gov, click on that, help for small business, apply for that disaster loan.
It's at the top of the page, folks. You can't miss it. The link's on the right. It's the very top of the page. SBA.gov, click on the link. Go ahead, Tom.
Apply for that loan. Apply for the emergency $10,000 cash advance. And then as soon as that's done, get on the phone, get online with your local banker. Every small business yep. has a great relationship with their lender and their banker. Now's the time when those relationships matter.
That's right. Can I stick one other thing in here, Tom? The form, when you get to the SBA and you start working on that form, there's something in there somewhere that says it could take a couple of hours to fill it out. That's not true. I did it yesterday, Tom, just to see what it was like. It took me about if I'd had all the information in front of me, I had two or three pieces I didn't know I was going to need that I had to go get. But other than that, if I'd had all that, it would have taken me maybe 8 minutes to do the whole thing. It doesn't take long.
Yeah, Jim, the new head of SBA, Jovita Carranza, has really motivated everyone at the Small Business Administration to make it as easy as possible. And I think you're right, Jim. She's done a great job. We've got, mm-hmm. we already know that the heroes are the first responders in the hospitals, and there's also heroes at your local SBA office and at the local bank, because they all want those small businesses to stay open.
Right. Hey, Tom, I want to point out also, folks, that money is not like the second thing that we're going to talk about in the next segment. That money is going to be deposited directly into your account. You're going to get. They're going to ask you for your bank information. That's one of the things you need to have when you fill the form out. Tom, last thoughts as we go to a break. I'll answer this question. In your life, have you ever seen the government make that kind of a direct, provide that kind of direct help to small businesses? I've never have.
No, I never have. I never have I seen Congress and the president pass three laws in 3 weeks, all with the intention of helping small business.
It's unprecedented help for an unprecedented problem we got, folks. Please check it out,
sure
SBA.gov. Thomas Sullivan and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the next steps after that you need to take. Stay with us. And I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.